quarter of a century has taken its natural course without interference by man. It is a treasure because many deserts of the United States and the world have been settled and their natural state lost forever.
Because of its undisturbed state, the area is of great value to ecologists. The Atomic Energy Commission wants to serve a multitude of uses with the area. First of all, they would like to preserve a portion of this vanishing prairie desert steppe in Washington State. Most of the other desert steppes have been utilized for grazing and for agriculture. This area is undisturbed. Secondly, since access can be controlled to the area, the scientists can utilize much of the area for studies without fear of disturbance. Because the area is so large, we can set up small plots, disturb them without disturbing the rest of the ecology area.
The desert is a laboratory because scientists can measure the impact of small changes on the desert's natural environment. What happens to the tightly interwoven ecology of the desert as its various parts are changed or even taken away? In effect, the scientists are measuring the possible impact of man's industrialized society on the desert and asking, what happens when man arrives and changes the natural habitats, the interactions of rocks and soil, plants, animals, and so on, that make the desert a living community? To understand it calls for many skills, says Tom O'Farrell.
The site provides a common study area for specialists to work as a team. Right now, we have soil scientists, we have geologists, climatologists, botanists, and zoologists all working on the same area. Since we want to describe the ecosystem itself, we find that in its complexity, we can gain more knowledge working as a team rather than...
The desert, in spite of its apparent simplicity, is complex. The bunch grasses and sagebrush that dominate the desert in southeastern Washington are the most visible products of an intricate design linking the many forms of desert life. It takes a diversity of different specialists to understand this design, and hopefully they can begin to answer questions. Back into the ground. How the different day-night feeding patterns of the animals influence the design of a desert.
The whole idea of the ecological approach, that is, to determine the pathways in which things move through the system and to describe the rates and routes of movements of important substances. Information gathered in this way, of course, is going to be useful in evaluating potential pollution problems.
The desert represents what Dr. O'Farrell and other scientists call a baseline. It is like the starting point of a race, which serves as a baseline from which the distances run and the speeds of different racers can be fairly compared. In the same way, by studying a desert not changed by man, scientists can accurately assess man's impact on other similar arid lands.
Such as pesticides, herbicides, releases of radiation in the environment, and also attempt to evaluate the potential impact.